I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, we've been talking a little bit about some of the issues right now facing college athletics. I mean, really, you know, and it is a little bit scary for some of these coaches what's going on. You know, Jeff Capel, obviously, he's lost two guys. And you know, he's lost his entire junior class, actually, if you go back a year and all that. But the one thing is, I guess there are going to be a lot of players available. And as Keith Dambrot said, is what is going on right now, is it going to change the way college athletics are? I mean, do you think it's a good thing that there's probably going to be a lot more recruiting of players from other programs than there are high school players, because the four-year model probably is starting to go away. You know, hopefully that's not the case, but it's really, really looking like that's going to be the case. And if guys come to school and, you know, and football is a little different than basketball. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think football, you know, the four-year model is probably still going to be the way they do things, because it's a completely different sport. Basketball, however, and here's the other thing that is really starting to happen. And Robert Morris, unfortunately, is the poster child for this. The mid-major programs are almost like farm systems now. I mean, if you get a guy, you know, for instance, a guy is a little bit under-recruited. You know, guy's a little bit under-recruited, gets a scholarship, but at a lower level, Division I, plays really well as a freshman and sophomore, say. And, you know, he's all-league as a freshman. You know, one of the leading scorers is a sophomore, all that other stuff. There's a good chance that he could say, you know what, I've proven I can play at this level now. You know, I want to go play at the, you know, a higher level. And that's what happens. And if you're a coach in like a Power Five conference, you've got a team that's pretty good, that needs, for instance, a wing. All right, so my team coming back is pretty good. You know, we feel like we're maybe one player away. Are you going to take an 18-year-old high school senior to fill that role? Or are you going to say, you know what, here's this kid that's played, you know, 60 or 58 or 60 Division I games. He's averaged 14, 15 points a game. You know, we watched him play. You know, they played over the two seasons, they played 8 games against Power 5 teams, and he more than held his own and proved that he can play. He's already physically mature. And, you know, we don't got to do a whole lot of the stuff you got to do with freshmen. You know, he's legitimately a plug and play, and he's ready to go. And so, you know, to me, it's just, it's a no-brainer. You know, and the other part of it is, if you're a team that, you know, if you're a coach that is on a hot seat, you haven't won enough, you're worried about getting fired, and you feel like you have a team that's one or two players away that you might be able to make the NCAA tournament, who are you going to recruit? Are you going to go and get freshmen? Or are you going to try and see if you can push, you know, go through the transfer market and find some really good players who are leaving their school for whatever reason, but they're experienced, they're veteran players, they're guys who have already physically matured? I mean, you know, there's something to be said for that. Now, with that being said, I would love, and I'm sure there's somebody out here who has done this study, I would love to know the percentage of transfers who end up being really big contributors at their next spot. I would love to know what that number is. I'm not saying it's zero, but it wouldn't shock me if it's lower than you think. So you got to be careful. I mean, sometimes there's guys that are leaving other programs for a reason. I mean, you know, look, you look sometimes, you get, you know, a Trey McGowan's who's obviously playing really well at his next stop and things like that. I mean, those things happen too. But it's not 100% guaranteed that these guys are going to turn out to be great players. But what Jeff Capel has to do now is figure out. I do not believe with five scholarships now or six or whatever it is that, you know, when you count all the ones that are open, I think five at least, he can't go out and get five freshmen. You know, he's got to grab a couple of veterans that can help him win immediately. Not that he's on the hot seat, but if he goes, you know, with five freshmen next year, you know, he'll have the three or four freshmen from this year, and five freshmen. I mean, you're talking about a team that's probably, you know, eight or nine guys, you know, who have 1 year or less experience. That's going to be rough because it ain't like he's going to have guys like, you know, Zion Williamson coming through the door. Like, he ain't getting those one-and-done guys. He's getting freshmen that, you know, are sort of at that second level yet, you know, right now, because he's establishing a program. So you get that many young guys, Jeff Capel's going to have a problem. So he knows it. And I think, you know, that, but, you know, he's going to have to scour the transfer market and try and get some guys in that really can be impact players immediately. And it's unfortunate, but that means he's probably going to be picking clean some of the, you know, smaller schools. And you hear these smaller coaches, small school coaches like Andy Toole, you know, and he's right. I mean, Andy's not wrong when he says it's disappointing when you spend so much time developing a guy and really getting him to the point where he's a very good college player, and then he, you know, someone else comes and takes him and really reaps the benefits. That's a part of it. You know, that's really a part of it. That makes it tough for those mid-major and low-major coaches. But for Power 5 coaches, it's a good thing. For the bigger schools, it's a good thing. Because you can get old in a hurry. You can get veteran guys in a hurry. You can, you know, you can change the course of your program in a hurry. And by doing that, you know, you're really, really giving yourself as a coach maybe a chance to get another year or two, you know, before the hot seat or before you, you know, get fired or whatever. And then the hope is, in doing that, a couple of your freshmen grow up and they're ready to be the next guys. But, you know, it's a difficult formula now. You know, back in the old days, you know, you rarely saw guys who were starters playing, you know, 25, 30 minutes a game. You barely ever saw those guys. You barely ever saw those guys, but they have. They have changed. And, you know, I don't know that they've changed for the better, but they have. You know, and now you got to figure it out from the standpoint of What exactly is it going to look like 5 years from now? What is going to be the formula for schools like Pitt, programs like Pitt, that are Power Five schools, but not in among the elite? And that's what you got to understand is really where Pitt is at. They're a Power Five school, but they are they're not among the elite. And so they have to do things a little different. They've got to have a different formula. They're not going to be able to, I don't believe that, you know, they're going to be able to completely go with the model of, you know, we're going to recruit every year four or five high school guys and keep them, because, you know, you're keeping them around for 1 or 2 years at the most sometimes. Now, there'll be some guys that'll stay, obviously the non-NBA players. But I'd be willing to bet if you recruit five high school guys, you know, a class of five guys, by the third year, you know, you'll be lucky to have three left. And you might have two that actually make it all the way through 4 years. And that's part of the problem. I think that's probably part of what's you know, hurt Jamie Dixon a little bit. I was looking at Jamie Dixon's record. In his last 7 years, he's 50-70 in conference games. And I think part of it is because his formula was get guys in, redshirt them if you can, but if you can't, you know, bring them along slowly and get 4 years or 5 years out of them and have a team where every single year you've got juniors and seniors that are, you know, the bulk of your rotation. And then you got three or four guys graduate, but you've got three or four juniors and you got three or four sophomores who are ready to step in. And, you know, those are guys that have been in your program a couple of years. You know, that continuity is a big, big factor. But I don't know that you can build programs like that anymore. You know, I know that Jeff Capel, that's what he would like to do. And I understand that's what he thinks, you know, and that's what, you know, we still think you have to do. I just don't know that it's possible anymore. I don't know that that's a formula that really is going to work anymore. I just don't. I think you have to really come up with a different formula if you're a school like Pitt. And, you know, Jeff Capel now has got to really ask some tough questions about how he's going to fix the program. And when I say fix it, I mean how is he going to get to a point where he gets, you know, the guys that are, you know, that are hanging around and staying around, he mixes them with some guys who are going to be transferring in and some guys that are young guys that he can recruit in. Those are the questions that he's got to ask himself. Because, again, I think it's a different formula than it was. You know, when Jamie Dixon and Ben Allen took over, you know, they mixed in some transfers and whatnot. But for the most part, their formula was get guys in for 4 years. Get guys in for 4 years. And when you get guys in for 4 years or 5 years, they grow, they get stronger, they get bigger, they get more mature, you know? And that's how you build a program. But, again, I don't know that that is necessarily ever going to be the formula again, unfortunately. You know, there's a lot of things in this world that probably are going to be different when the pandemic is over than they were when they started. I think college athletics will be one that's hit completely. It's going to look completely different. So, 412-928-9370. Coming up, we've got Chris Carter, DK Pittsburgh Sports. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.